Judges chapter 7. Then Jerubal, who is the same as Gideon, rising up early, and all the people with him, came to the fountain that is called Herod. Now the camp of Midian was in the valley on the north side of the high hill, and the Lord said to Gideon, "The people that are with thee are many, and Midian shall not be delivered into their hands, lest Israel should glory against me, and say, I was delivered by my own strength. Speak to the people, and proclaim in the hearing of all, I whosoever is fearful and timorous, let him return." So 22,000 men went away from Mount Galad and returned home, and only 10,000 remained. And the Lord said to Gideon, "The people are still too many. Bring them to the waters, and there I will try them, and of whom I shall say to thee, this shall go with thee, let him go, whom I shall forbid to go, let him return." And when the people were come down to the waters, the Lord said to Gideon, "They that shall lap the water with their tongues, as dogs are wont to lap, thou shalt set apart by themselves. But they that shall drink, bowing down their knees, shall be on the other side. And the number of them that had lapped water, casting it with a hand to their mouth, was 300 men, and all the rest of the multitude had drunk kneeling." And the Lord said to Gideon, "By the 300 men that lapped water, I will save you, and deliver Midian into thy hand. But let all the rest of the people return to their place." So taking vittles and trumpets according to their number, he ordered all the rest of the multitude to depart to their tents, and he with the 300 gave himself to the battle. Now the camp of Midian was beneath him in the valley. The same night the Lord said to him, "Arise, and go down into the camp, because I have delivered them into thy hand. But if thou be afraid to go alone, let Phar thy servant go down with thee. And when thou shalt hear what they are saying, then shall thy hands be strengthened, and thou shalt go down more secure to the enemy's camp." And he went down with Phar his servant into part of the camp, where was the watch of men in arms. But Midian and Amalek, and all the eastern people lay scattered in the valley, as a multitude of locusts. Their camels also were innumerable as the sand that lieth on the seashore. And when Gideon was come, one told his neighbor a dream, and in this manner related what he had seen. "I dreamt a dream, and it seemed to me as if a half cake of barley bread rolled and came down into the camp of Midian, and when it was come to a tent it struck it, and beat it down flat to the ground." He to whom he spoke answered, "This is nothing else but the sword of Gideon the son of Joash, man of Israel. For the Lord hath delivered Midian, and all their camp into his hand." And when Gideon had heard the dream, and the interpretation thereof, he adored, and returned to the camp of Israel, and said, "Arise, for the Lord hath delivered the camp of Midian into our hands." And he divided the 300 men into three parts, and gave them trumpets in their hands, and empty pitchers, and lamps within the pitchers. And he said to them, "What you shall see me do, do you the same. I will go into one part of the camp, and do you as I shall do. When the trumpet shall sound in my hand, do you also blow the trumpets on every side of the camp." And Gideon, and the 300 men that were with him, went into part of the camp, at the beginning of the midnight watch. And the watchmen being alarmed, they began to sound their trumpets, and to clap the pitchers one against another. And when they sounded their trumpets in three places round about the camp, and had broken their pitchers, they held their lamps in their left hands, and with their right hands the trumpets which they blew. And they cried out, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon, standing every man in his place round about the enemy's camp." So all the camp was troubled, and crying out and howling they fled away, and the 300 men nevertheless persisted sounding the trumpets. And the Lord sent the sword into all the camp, and they killed one another, fleeing as far as Bethsaida, and the border of Abel-Mahulah in Tebeth. But the men of Israel shouting from Naphtali and Aser, and from all Manasses, pursued after Midian. And Gideon sent messengers into all Mount Ephraim, saying, "Come down to meet Midian, and take the waters before them to Bethaver and the Jordan." And all Ephraim shouted, and took the waters before them and the Jordan as far as Bethaver. And having taken two men of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, Oreb they slew in the rock of Oreb, and Zeb in the winipress of Zeb, and they pursued Midian. carrying the heads of Orban, Zephtha, Gideon beyond the waters of the Jordan.